Chris, your thoughts then after that one?
Hurting a little bit, obviously, but it wasn't lost here today. Do you know what I mean? We've given it a good go, a really good go. Since I've taken over, we got ourselves into a position to try and get into the playoffs, and we've missed it. We've fell short right at the end. But listen, they've tried extremely hard, the players, and we just weren't quite good enough.
What were the main reasons, do you think, for falling short in the end?
Goals. No other reason, you know what I mean? I think goals wins you games. And to be fair, if you look over the last sort of 12, 13, 14 games, our defensive record's been very good. Today it's let us down a little bit. But other than that, they've been superb, you know, and we just haven't scored enough goals. We haven't taken our chances and been ruthless enough over a full season.
That's a disappointing result today, but how encouraged were you with the second half, the way they came at it again?
Yeah, they were brilliant second half, and they had a right goal, and I wanted that. I said to them, don't come off here with a whimper, because we had five crazy minutes in a game, you know, that's all we had. Other than that, we were probably the better side, and we lose two silly goals that's cost us, you know. And there's a lot of people hurting in that change room today. There really is, and it's hard to take a little bit. But listen, we've got to get stronger. We've got to be stronger next season with the group that stays and the ones, you know, obviously the ones even that don't. They've got to go away and be stronger themselves, you know. But it's time for change. It's time for change at this football club, and change for the better. And we've got to build on that.
Yeah, as you say, mentioned a little last week, but it can be a lot of change, do you expect, in the summer?
Yeah. There'll be a lot of change. It has to move forward. We've been unlucky 2 years in a row now, when you think about it. Last season, to get to the semi-final of the playoffs and fall by the wayside and not do ourselves justice on that one, really. And then this season, to fall short right at the death, really. We need more. This club needs more. It needs to be more successful. And the only way to do that is maybe to change the personnel and go with a different new dimension, a new thought process, and freshen up a little bit.
And obviously Matt Tubbs getting on the score sheet today, your lone player. What are the chances of him, do you think, signing permanently in the summer?
We'll see. We'll have a look at it over another chat about it and go from there, really, with that one.
And you look at this season, I mean, they were 11th when you took over, finished 7th, got to the third round of the FA Cup. How pleased have you been with these 6 months that you've been managing?
Yeah, I've been over the moon, you know. I think I've learnt a lot regarding situations, i.e. the FA Cup, and getting enthralled in that and kind of taking our eye off what we were set out to do a little bit. But you can only learn, you know. I'm a young manager, and I've learnt more in my short space of time than I could have ever imagined, if I'm being honest with you on that one. But it'll all be for the good of it. It'll be to make me stronger, to make the squad stronger for next year. But it's been good. It's been a good ride, and I'm looking forward now to next season.
And have you and Stuart sat down to have a discussion about targets and what have you already for next season?
Of course, we did it last week. You know, we did it, and we mean business. You know, I think it's funny because we talked on Thursday, I think it was a Wednesday, and we've been tagged. This club has been tagged with a money spending gravy train, but it ain't that. If you look at the stats and if the figures actually come out, we're in the top six. I'm not going to lie to you on that one, but we are nowhere near the top. And people tag us with that, and it's quite funny, actually. But who knows? Maybe next year we might be.
And just finally, plenty to look forward to next season with your full season in charge.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good challenge now over the summer. We've got a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of work to be done. And as I said to you, this club needs change. And that will happen for the right reasons. And we'll have a new... One door closes, another one opens, as they say, and that will happen come the summer.